Hi, this is Lauren Metzger for Telluride Inside and Out. Today I am speaking with Amy Barber, who is the new curriculum director at the AHA School for the Arts. Hi, Amy. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
And even though it's snowing outside, I wanted to talk to you about the kids' summer programming at the AHA School.
Oh, that would be great. I'm thinking about it every day, planning for it.
Getting ready for the catalog. But I know that the Summer at a Glance, AHA's introductory kind of get ready and plan your kids' summer, has dropped in the mail.
Yes, and it has all of our courses listed and the times and the ages that you can sign up for on it. So it's a good tool if you're starting to plan already.
Fantastic. And now what does the average day look like for a camper at an AHA art camp?
Okay, well, the class is from Monday through Thursday for the full week camp, and you begin your class, you sign in, and you begin your class with a game, and every class has an instructor who's an artist and also loves working with kids and has a teaching background, and then also has an intern in the class that helps each kid and works one-on-one with them. So they begin their class with a game with their teacher and their intern, and then the teacher introduces the project that they're going to work on with an example so they can see what they're going to be working on and get excited about it. And then we have our classroom assistants help each kid start the project along with the teacher so they get some nice one-on-one attention.
And is it a full project from for the, like, will they have a completed project that they're working
yeah.
on the entire time from Monday through Thursday?
Most of the classes, about 90% of them, they work on one project from Monday through Thursday. Some of the younger kids, we try to do like one project a day. Just attention-wise, it's a little bit easier to work on one project a day with the little guys. But, they come out with one fantastic project by the end of the week that has multiple steps and uses non-traditional materials and stuff that they're, you know, not really getting a chance maybe to work with at home or in the school setting, just because there's, you know, usually so many kids in the classroom that it's hard to work on something for 4 days straight, obviously. So they work on that kind of project, and then they have a snack, play outside with their group, have a little group game time. Then they come back in and maybe work on another step of the project or just complete it for the day. And then if they sign up for an afternoon class, they can stay for lunch, and we all sit outside on the beautiful patio on the river trail and have lunch together as a school. It's really nice. And then start another class for the second half of the day. Unless
they
do.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you can either choose to do 9 to noon, or you can choose to do 1 to 4, or you can choose to do the entire day, 9 to 4.
That gives parents a lot of options to work with in their
exactly.
schedule. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is there anything new this summer at the AHA camps?
Yeah, well, you know, the projects each year, we have a couple projects that are just standby, really great projects, like Julie McNair's ceramic birdhouses that we like to offer each year.
Oh, I love those.
Because they're just, yeah, they're fantastic, and it's a really great project, but pretty much the whole catalog is new every
Yay.
Year. But we have a couple
new
collaborations. Yeah, a couple new collaborations. We're working with Eco Adventures, which is up in Mountain Village, and they do a lot of recycled art and exploring nature, and you know, they do just making, working with the environment, learning about science fun, but we like to combine that with art as well. So we're doing recycled art projects, we're doing a solar energy powered lantern, which is so cool, and that's a really great class for maybe you have a boy who's not as interested in art or doesn't think he likes it. It's a great class because it's a little more sciencey, but obviously girls will love it as well. But I found that those kinds of classes boys get really excited about. We're also working with the Telluride Historical Museum doing artifacts, which is learning about Telluride's amazing history through different art projects. And so we're going to, the depot building, which is the AHA building, used to be a train depot, and so we're doing a working train set, and we're doing youth-inspired beaded art, and so we'll have representatives from the Historical Museum teaching about, you know, history in a really fun way, but then we're also doing art projects with it, so I'm excited about that.
That's a great combination.
Yeah, and then for, you know, project-wise, we have a little more, like, screen printing and printmaking, which is great for the older kids, because...
Is that, like, making t-shirts?
Exactly. Like you'd make a stencil that you can reuse over and over again so you can personalize your own items. We have painted helmets where we're going to be doing airbrush-style painted helmets, which, you know, is really cool because a lot of people ski or mountain bike around here. So
skateboard. So cool.
Yeah. So that's some new stuff for the summer that I'm excited about.
Oh, I love it. I want to take some of these classes. I've had so many adults come to me and be like, can I take the kids' class? Just because
yeah.
It seems like so much fun. And what about the 4th of July? Is there any special plans we have going for the 4th of July and the parade this summer?
Yeah, we're actually going to center the whole camp around 4th of July for that week. And so we're going to have things that kind of focus on the town parade. And so we're going to do paper mache masks. And if your child is interested, they can then walk with the AHA group showcasing their 4th of July paper mache masks. And we're having 4th of July fashions, which is making crazy costumes, you know, whatever you can imagine. And then we're also doing a group float making project that week. And so then those kids can also ride in the float. So we're going to have a big
fun.
Decked out pickup truck, and we have a great sculpture artist that's going to help us come up with this big project and lead the way. So that's going to be really
fun. I love it. So camps run Monday through Thursday, correct? And then there's Friday is an optional day?
Yes, exactly. So the Monday through Thursday, they finish one project. There's one theme for the entire week. And then Fridays are just a one-day project, such as a kaleidoscope or family kite making or masterpiece in the mail, which is mail-sized art that they can finish in one day. So you can do Monday through Friday, or you can just sign up for Friday.
And then I know that, you know, camps and trying to occupy children during the summer can become quite expensive. And is there any tuition assistance available for families?
Yeah, of course. All you have to do is come to the AHA and just fill out a simple scholarship form, and we'll have that on file. And any weeks that you're interested in signing up the kiddos, you know, we'll just plug them in. But just stop by the AHA and come see us, and we should be able to get you in there for some scholarships.
Fantastic. Well, I know I'm looking forward to summer, and especially now thinking about the summer curriculum that will be going on here at the AHA, I get even more excited. So thank you for all your hard work, Amy, and thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Sign
and
up,
again,
guys. It'll be fun.
And again, this is Lauren Metzger for Telluride Inside and Out. Thanks.